kids, if you just couldn't get hooked on phonics, improve your vocabulary with Word Poppers.
Word Poppers. Word Poppers.
Not available anywhere.
What was that? Well, who wants to play a game? Let's go down Gilead Lane.
You do not get points for that, Mikey.
Yeah,
it's
not
even a word.
It is so.
Schmeldy is not a word.
You always make stuff up when we're playing Word Poppers,
right,
Mikey.
I didn't make it up.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. You didn't. Now, what does it mean then?
What does it mean?
Yeah
Mikey.
Schmeldy means, well, you use it to describe stuff.
Sure.
Yeah, stuff that's old and smelly.
Oh.
It's a good definition.
Yeah,
good
definition. A word, it'd be a definition.
Hey, come on. You just can't even play a game of Word Poppers without one of these fights. I'm giving it away.
No, it's
his fault.
Is Mikey making stuff up again?
What do you mean?
Yeah. Mom, can you play with us? We need one more so we can go teams.
Oh, I'm sorry, hon, but I'm only halfway packed for the ladies' retreat. And I'll be gone all day tomorrow as room mom in your class. And I still have to make Dad a list for when I'm gone.
Hey, you do not need to make me a list, Mary.
Oh, you think not, huh?
Oh, you'd be gone 3 days. How hard can that be?
Oh, please, we want to.
Come on, sit down here.
I can't, really. I can't.
Ahem. Are you guys going to ask me to play or not?
Oh, we'd love to have you, Brookie. Come on.
Good.
Well, have fun.
Bye.
If I have to have Mikey on my team, I get Brooke or Dad, too.
Well, hey, make a pick. On my team.
Don't everybody fight over me.
Smelly's a word.
I know that, but when?
Dad.
Hold on. What is it, Becca?
Is it okay if I run over to the Morrisons? I forgot my math book, and we have a really big assignment due tomorrow.
And you want to borrow Brooks? Becca, you have to be more responsible.
Can I go, Dad?
Yes, you may go. I'm sorry that took so long.
That's okay. So, where's she going?
To the Morrisons.
Oh, I should have known.
She actually doesn't go over there very much anymore. She hasn't been going anywhere these days.
Ben, please.
I'm not blaming you, Joan. But I'm asking you, please, tell them why you've come back.
Just give me some time, Ben.
That's what I've been doing. But Joan, if you don't do it soon, I'm going to tell them myself.
Friday, chess club for Justin. Peter will drop him off.
Are you still working on the instruction manual for our children?
Ha ha. We've got 5 kids with 5 different schedules. You will need this.
Oh, come on, Mary. I can handle it. Do you know who you're talking to here? You're talking to Mr. Mom.
Mr. Mom?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I shouldn't go.
You're going. Every year you skip it. And without fail, you regret it.
I just don't know if I'm being selfish by getting away or
if it's... Mary, this is not about selfishness.
But I...
You wanted to go on this retreat because it was a chance for you to get away and spend some intense time with God. And that, you said, is a way for you to be a better mother to our children.
I said that.
When we signed you up for this thing, yes.
You're right. I do need this. Mm-hmm. And you're fine that I'm leaving you alone with all 5 of them.
Do we have 5?
Oh, John.
Mary, relax. I've got a built-in kid radar system. I know where every single one of our kids is at any given time.
Okay.
All right, now. All right, I'm going to go be a wonderful husband and see if Timmy wants to read some books with me so he stays out of your way while you pack.
Tell me that you're kidding.
What?
John, Timothy isn't even here. He hasn't been here all night.
Well, what? Where is he?
Playing with Patrick. Your sister is dropping him off any minute now.
Oh, yeah.
Radar system. I'm not going. I don't
Mary. Oh, see? There, that's probably him. Timmy?
No, it's me, Becca.
Oh, come in. We're in the dining room.
Hi, Becca.
Hi. I didn't mean to bug you guys.
Come on. When have you ever bugged us?
I just came to borrow Brooke's math book.
Oh, yeah? Well, we're not letting you go that easily. Come on, have a seat here with Mrs. Morrison.
Yes.
I'll go tell Brooke you're here.
Thanks.
So, you came over for a math book.
Yep.
We miss you around here, you know?
I've been busy.
Becca, how are you?
I don't know. Fine, I guess.
You're not fine.
Do you want to talk about it?
No.
Are you sure?
I don't know.
Honey, I meant it when I said I'm here if you ever need to talk through things.
I just don't know what to do, Mrs. Morrison.
Oh.
You know, it's been bad enough ever since my mom, since Joan came back. But at least we had Dad right there with us. But now he wants me and Luke to, like, run to her or something, you know? But I can't do that.
Oh, Becca.
Last week, you know, after my first day back at the bed and breakfast.
Yeah?
Well, Dad met her for dinner. And before he left, he was all about being on our team and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I don't know what they talked about at dinner, but then he came home and he pretty much begged us to give her a chance. I don't get it.
Oh, sweetie. Now, you know your dad loves you, too. Maybe you should trust him on this.
Trust him? Like I trusted that my mom would come back when she walked out 4 years ago? Because when moms leave, they always come home, right?
Oh, Becca.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Morrison. But everyone just keeps telling me to trust someone. Trust Dad, trust God. I just can't do that right now.
Rebecca, now is the time you need to trust God the most.
Bex, are you coming up here or do you want me to bring the book down?
I'll be right up, Brooke. Thanks for letting me talk to you, Mrs. Morrison.
I wish we could talk longer.
Yeah, well, I really better go get that math book.
Okay. Bye-bye, honey.
Bye. Oh, Timmy, hi.
Hi, Becca. I just got home.
What are you sitting on the stairs for?
Well, I was just...
Timothy, is that you, honey?
Yeah, Mommy.
See you, Timmy.
Bye.
Come in here and tell me how your night was.
So, you guys kind of excited to get your mom out of here for the weekend?
I heard that, John Morrison.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Let me get your bag, honey.
Oh, thank you.
You bet. Oh, what's in here?
Books. I'll finally have some time to read without carpools and bath times and cooking and cleaning.
All right, come on, get out of here. Hurry up. Shut the door.
Here's my ride. Right?
Bye,
give me kisses.
You betcha.
Love you, but Brooke isn't here.
Oh, she's working at the bed and breakfast tonight, sweetie. Yeah. I said goodbye to her this morning.
Don't worry. Oh, Mary, honey, you gotta get out there.
Oh, I know. I love you guys.
Oh, we love you too.
Don't go, Mommy.
Timmy, you're gonna be fine. Now you've got Dad and everyone else here.
But I need you.
I'll call you tonight, okay, buddy?
Why can't you just stay home?
Timothy, come on, let Mommy go, buddy. Her friends are waiting for her. We're gonna have a good time together, okay?
But...
Now, go on, get out of here, Mary.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I love you.
Thank you.
Call when you get settled,
bye,
all right?
Mom. Bye, Mom. Love you.
All right. Who wants to help me make dinner, huh?
I do.
Good.
Why'd you let her go, Dad?
Timothy, this is a very special time for your mom.
Yes,
she gets to spend a whole entire weekend learning more about God.
Yeah.
Now, come on, don't you want her to do that?
But sure. You sent her away from us.
Son.
Come on, Tim. Well, it's kind of like when Mom and Dad let us go to Bible camp.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Only this time, Mom's the one who gets to go.
Yeah.
Well put, Justin.
Come on, Tim. Help us make dinner.
Yeah. I don't wanna.
Well, suit yourself. We'll call you when it's ready. All right, gang, let's hit that kitchen.
I feel like all I've done today is wash dishes.
Why? Is that what you had to do at the bed and breakfast, too?
Yeah, but helping in the kitchen there always means good food. Ugh, whose plate is this?
Timmy's. Ugh. He didn't eat a bite. Just mashed it all around.
Dad let him leave the table?
I know.
Good job, girls. Well, the kitchen looks great.
Thanks.
And yes, I let him leave the table, but he's not allowed to have any snacks tonight.
But we're gonna have popcorn by the fire. He loves that.
Not tonight, he doesn't. He's in bed.
What? On a Friday
already?
Night?
Man doesn't even want a story. Oh, that's okay. He'll sleep it off.
Did he give you a hard time with his bath, too?
Yeah.
What bath?
Uh-oh.
Dad, the bath he was supposed to take before bed tonight.
Oh, no, I forgot.
Dad?
Between sending Mom off and getting dinner ready and helping Mikey with his homework.
Plus getting the wash done. Oh, poor Dad.
Yeah.
The wash?
Uh-oh.
Didn't you know? Mom does laundry on Fridays.
Well, we'll have to make it Saturday this week.
I guess.
I got all the paper and kindling ready for the fire, Dad. And I just packed my hockey bag for tomorrow. Is my jersey dry yet?
Your jersey's in the laundry?
Yeah.
What time is practice tomorrow?
7 a.m.
Oh.
And we've got the carpool this week.
Brooke, can you start the popcorn?
Yeah.
I've got laundry to do.
Oh, Dad.
Hello, Morrison's.
Hi, honey.
Ah, finally. You take a minute to call your husband, huh?
You sound exhausted. Did I wake you?
Oh, no, I was awake, but I am exhausted.
Are the kids behaving?
Oh, they're fine. I'm just noticing a lot of details I've never seen before about keeping this house in order.
Oh, that reminds me. I forgot to tell you that Mikey needs his jersey for tomorrow.
I know. I got it all under control.
Oh, good.
Yeah, good. How's the retreat so far, sweetie?
Ah, it's been wonderful. We just had about an hour and a half to ourselves. Time for prayer and reflection, starting the whole weekend off. Mm-hmm. I haven't had the chance to just sit like that in silence before God for such a long time. I've always got something to do or somewhere to be.
I'm figuring that out.
What? Mm-hmm. Oh, just a second, honey.
Sure.
Okay. John, yeah. I have to go. We're going on a midnight hike.
Oh.
Tell the kids I love them, and I'll call tomorrow.
Okay, love you.
Love you, too.
Justin, what are you doing?
Well, I got a system going.
Through. I'm sure you do. And you alphabetized it, didn't you? Mm. Timmy, you're not allowed to use the cheese slicer. I'll do it.
Mommy always lets me help her make sandwiches.
Well, I'm not Mommy, am I?
Brooke!
Here, you can spread the mayonnaise as long as you're careful.
Good. Now, when are Dad and Haley going to be back?
Any minute now.
They've been gone forever.
Well, they just ran to the store, Tim.
When Dad washed Mike's red jersey last night, he accidentally threw in Haley's only pair of white tights.
Oh.
And she needs them for church tomorrow.
He's not so good at laundry, huh?
Nope.
Not like Mommy.
Not quite.
Timmy, you shouldn't be on the counter. You're gonna knock over the...
Oh! Oh. The mayonnaise. Timothy!
Sorry.
Hi, guys.
Oh, hi, Dad. That took forever, but we got just the right pair, didn't we, Dad?
Oh, who knew? There's so many kinds of tights in the world.
Yum, sandwiches. Oh. I'm starving.
Haley, watch where you're walking.
Ew. Oh, what is that?
Mayonnaise.
Timmy's helping us.
Hey.
Well, we have to wash the floor anyway today. You guys get this cleaned up, and I'm going to go shovel the driveway.
Where's Michael? I thought he was supposed to do that today.
Well, he's not home from practice yet. It's piling up out there.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't you pick him up when you were out with Haley?
Oh, no. Save a sandwich for me and Mike.
Bye.
You guys, we really need to help Dad. I should have done the laundry last night.
I shouldn't have been so picky about my tights. We would have been back here a lot sooner.
If we're going to function without Mom here, we all need to pitch in.
But Mom's coming back.
But that doesn't mean we shouldn't figure out how to keep things running smoothly without her.
Yeah.
We've got to get a plan so we can help Dad pull this weekend off.
Yeah.
I got it. Hello, Morrisons.
Brooke?
Becca, what's wrong?
Dad says she's coming over here, Brooke.
Your Joan is?
I have to get out of here. I don't want to see her. I can't see her.
Bex, what did your dad say? Why is she coming?
I don't know. He's still on this whole thing about me and Luke hearing her out. Said she has a reason or something.
And you don't want to know what it is?
Are you kidding me? Look, all I was calling for was to see if you'd do something with me.
Like what?
I don't know. Anything. I just got to get out of here. And it'd be easier if I had plans with you.
You mean, like, instead of being there when Joan comes?
That's the plan.
Becca, I know you're going to hate me for saying it, but I think maybe you should listen to your dad.
Brooke!
No, I'm serious. I think you'll make things worse if you leave when he asked you to stay. Becca?
What?
I think you should maybe try trusting him and see what happens.
You sound just like your mom.
Really?
I gotta go.
I love you, and I'm going to pray for you and Luke as soon as I hang up.
Yeah. Bye.
See ya. Dear God, please help Becca and Luke right now.
want me to do that, Dad?
Hmm? What was that, Justin?
Well, why don't you let me vacuum? I like doing it.
Oh, no, no, that's okay. I got it. I just gotta get these area rugs over how did that happen?
That's okay, Dad. Mom just doesn't usually vacuum these. They get sucked up too easily.
Yeah, I can see that.
Here, I got it. Oh. This happened to me before, too.
Oh, yeah? Is that right?
Yeah. There.
Yeah.
Let me just finish this, Dad. I think Brooke wanted you in the kitchen.
If you insist. Oh, brother. Wow. Girls.
Don't walk there yet, Dad. Oh. The floor's not dry.
Oh. You already washed the floors in here?
And the dining room.
Way to go.
I helped, too.
Good job, buddy. Ah, this place looks so good, we don't even need Mom around here, do we?
Don't say that! Timmy, we just washed that part.
I was only joking, Timothy.
What's wrong with him?
He misses your mom. Oh, and he's not the only one. You girls have any idea how your mother does this every day?
She's pretty good.
Yeah, well, now, don't tell me. Michael already made dinner, and you kids don't need me around here at all.
Not true.
Michael's still out shoveling, but we definitely need you. You're the best cook we've got around here.
Laundry and vacuuming, I'm probably not up to your mom's standards, but boy, can I cook. Let's go.
I listened to Brooke.
Look, Becca, I don't want to be here either, but Dad hardly ever asks us to do anything anymore.
I'm here, aren't I, Luke?
Well, here she is, guys. Joan, have a seat.
Thank you. So, how have you two been?
Fine.
Becca, what about you?
Look, I don't really feel like having a catch-up session, if that's okay.
Becca.
No, Ben, it's all right.
So what? What did you want to tell us, Joan?
Rebecca, please.
Well, I don't really know where to begin or how to start this.
Just tell us.
Right.
Do you want me to tell them, Joan?
No.
What is it? Are you leaving again? Skipping town, Mom? Because that's fine with us. We're used to it around here without you.
Yeah, we like it better that way.
Both of you, that's enough. Your mother has something to tell you, and you will listen.
She's not my mother.
The sad thing is, I am leaving again. But it's not like you think.
Why? Because you're telling us this time?
No. Because I'm not leaving through any choice of my own.
Yeah.
What?
About 4 months ago, my doctor found a rapidly growing tumor in my colon. I have cancer.
What?
I'm so sorry to do this to you. I'm so sorry.
Mom, what are you saying?
He told me I had less than a year. That was in September. At that point, they already knew that surgery or chemotherapy wouldn't be able to heal me.
Are you trying to tell us that you're dying?
Yes, Luke.
I don't believe this.
Becca,
this is why you came back. So we could watch you die? You're unbelievable!
Becca, knock it off.
What?
Would you stop thinking about yourself for a second?
About myself? What about her? She threw us away 4 years ago. Remember that? Oh, and now things are hard for her, so she comes back and thinks everything will be fine. Fall for it if you want, but I'm done being hurt by her.
Becca! Rebecca! Joan, I'm sorry.
It's all right. I don't blame her for leaving. Thank you for standing up for me, Luke.
Have you seen any other doctors, Mom? Can you get a second opinion or something?
Oh, Luke.
They could be wrong, couldn't they? You're too young, Mom.
No, honey. You're too young. I'm so sorry this is happening to you, Luke. I've wasted too much time.
I don't want to waste any more.
I've missed you so much. I missed you too, Mom. Hello, Morrisons. This is John.
Do you miss me as much as I miss you?
Do I ever? Listen, you get back here and you can forget about any more church retreats.
What's the matter?
I just realized that I'm living with a real-life hero who manages to do 15 things at once, that's all. How are things going at the retreat, though, huh?
Oh, John, I am so glad I listened to you. I love it here.
Oh, great. You're never coming home, are you?
I knew it!
Uh-oh. It sounds like we had an eavesdropper.
Oh,
listen, honey, I better go take care of this.
I'll call back.
Yeah, he'll need that. Love you.
Oh, love you,
yeah,
too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Timothy?
I knew she wasn't gonna come home. I knew it. Why'd you let her go? It's
Son.
Your fault.
Hey, buddy, calm down. Come on.
I want Mommy to come home.
Shh. Well, I do too.
Then why do you keep saying that we don't even need her around here? I need her.
Oh, Timothy, I do too. More than I even thought I would.
But what if she really doesn't come home?
Wait, why do you keep saying that to me? You really think your mommy would not come back to you?
Well, Becca and Luke's mom went away. Becca told Mommy that she thought moms always came back. But they don't.
Timothy, did you overhear Becca and Mom the other night?
Well, I didn't mean to. But they got a divorce.
Right, and you think because Mom went away that she and I are going to get one too?
You wanted her to leave real bad.
Whoa. I wanted her to leave just for the weekend, son. Here. Now, you listen to me. Your mommy and I, we made a promise to God and to each other a long time ago. A promise that said we will never leave each other. Now, until death do us part. And we're going to stick to that promise.
You are?
Now, you bet. You bet. And that means that one thing you can be sure of is that as long as God keeps us on this earth, your mom and I will be here to love each other and to love you. We're not going anywhere, buddy.
You mean it?
Definitely.
You sure?
Yes.
You promise?
I do, Timothy.
Good.
Uh-oh. You know who that is, don't you?
Mommy?
You better hurry. She was calling back to talk to you.
I got it!
Go on.
Life, well, it doesn't offer lots of assurances. You can't always know what's going to happen. But if your heart is grounded in the hope of God's promises, you can rest secure. Timmy was having a tough time understanding how a family like the Taylors could be broken and, at the same time, know that his own family would stay together. The Bible says, unless the Lord builds the house, its builders labor in vain. This verse is talking about more than the building. It means the home, the family. So we can't build a successful family without Christ's help. But we can ensure Christ's help for our families when each member puts their relationship with Jesus as the top priority. It's a bit like the slogan, the family that prays together stays together. Today's episode, Come Back Mom, is a production of CBH Ministries because God loves kids. We'll see you all again next time down Gilead Lane.